It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the hollow where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I ran away with a girl from town, I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville, where I worked in a sawmill or two. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in town? Pick it! Somebody else, tariffs took all my pay, and hereby stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind blows, I sit and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to your home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Tear it down, and why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Yes, why did I leave my plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Billy and I got to go on the river today, and we're pretty excited about that. We got to go out on the salmon. Are the guys from the Middle Fork here? Yeah, there we go. We salute you. Thank you very much. We had a wonderful time experiencing Idaho today. We appreciate it.
All right, well, we're going to take you on a little spiritual journey here and introduce you to the Southwest via this song. Now, how many of you guys have been out to Moab and that whole area?
Well, living on the western slope in Colorado, that's kind of like your the backyard, your playground out there. When you want to get away from the snow, you can buzz out to Moab, go to Needles or Arches or wherever out there and go camping out and or riding or whatever you want to do. And I took a trip out there with my friend Sean McNamara, and we went down into this valley in this canyon, and we checked out a lot of we camped out there, backpacked for a few days, checked out a lot of Indian ruins and stuff, and it made me think. Oh, we went into this one little dwelling, and on the ceiling above the dwelling was what they would do is they'd get a bunch of goop in their mouth. Some kind of white goop, you know. They're Indians. This is a long time ago. They didn't care. They had all this white goop in their mouth, and they would stick their hands up on the ceiling, and they didn't have airbrushes, you know. So they would just go like that and have these spray-painted, finally airbrushed hands all over the ceiling showing who was living in that place. And it put me in mind to write this song, which is called Little Hands, and Mike is going to sing it for you.
We've been in a band together for 5 years, and the first time that he's ever told us that story.
This was one of our original songs that we ever did, too. Yeah, one of the first, like, four.